Hello and welcome back to another episode of Scottish Football Covered. I am Stefan, joined today by Mac, Finlay and Archie. No Robbie today, he's moving house, or moving into a new, well yeah, moving house. So he's not with us today, but we are joined, as I say, with Archie, Mac and Finlay. Finlay, how you doing?
Yeah, fantastic, to be honest. I'm disappointed that we're missing a valued member, but we'll soldier on.
Yeah, we have to. No other choice. Mac, how are you then?
I'm good, mate. Good to be back. Feels, I don't know, it was only a week we missed, but it feels like forever.
It does. And I hate missing a week, so we're going to try and not do that. But yeah, it's good to be back. Archie, what about yourself?
Yeah, all good, fella. I think it's been a good round of cup fixtures that we've had, and yeah, some good Scottish football. Looking forward to talking about it.
Fair, as opposed to talking about Tottenham.
Okay, right. Can we not leave? We can leave it out this week, surely. Yeah, you can cut this bit out. Thanks. 3-2 against Everton. I'm not talking about that.
That's fair. Well, the good thing is we are here to talk all things Scottish football, but can never resist a little dig in there. I mean, well, I don't know. It was Scottish Cup weekend. It was the fourth round. Pretty sure it was the fourth round. Just double checking it was the fourth round. It was the fourth round of the Scottish Cup. Massive amounts of games. There was Premiership v Premiership ties. There was Premiership versus lower opposition ties. And it overall seemed like a massive big week or big weekend of football. Just quickly run you through the fixtures, the results, and then we'll get into talking about some of the key talking points from the weekend. Starting off with Broxborough Athletic, who went and lost 8-0 to Ayr United. The biggest win of the weekend came from Scott Brown's side. Cove Rangers won 2-0 against Forfar Athletic. Dumbarton lost 5-1 to Airdrie Onions. Dunfermline Athletic won 3-0 versus Stenhouse Muir. Aberdeen romped to a routine victory over Elgin City. I know many people were talking about this could be Darvel all over again. As funny and hilarious as that would have been, it wasn't to be this time. Hamilton won 3-1 against Musselburgh. Hibernian ran out 3-0 winners against Clyde Bank. Queen of the South went down 3-1 to St Mirren. Queen's Park and Montrose went to extra time. And when that was all said and done, Queen's Park ran out 3-2 winners. A massive, maybe, cup set in the game in Dingwall. Took it to extra time, but Ross County went down to lower league Livingston. St Johnstone won 1-0 against Motherwell and Celtic won 2-1 against Kilmarnock. For Sunday's fixtures, Rangers ran out comfortable winners against Fraserburgh and a 5-0 mauling, I guess. And Raith Rovers, again in extra time, did beat Falkirk 2-1. I don't know about you guys, but Falkirk have been flying this season, so are we classing that as a cup set, or is that just a maybe something a little bit less than that? But we can talk about it. Archie, for yourself, what do you think the biggest game of the weekend was, result wise?
Well, I think you actually just touched on it there. I think I'm going to say Falkirk and Raith Rovers. Obviously, as someone who doesn't maybe watch as much Scottish football as some of the others on the pods, I think if you're just getting engaged with Scottish football, this is the kind of game that you want to be seeing, to be honest, because it felt really end-to-end. You know, I can't say I follow these two's results in the league campaigns all that well, but you can certainly give them dues for what they put on here. You know, two late goals, bit of drama, extra time pen, and, you know, just plenty of late pressure and plenty of fire as well from Falkirk. But, yeah, just really simply good football. And I think it's a really good result for Raith Rovers, definitely.
Finlay, what about yourself? What was your game of the weekend?
I don't know. I'm going to agree. My original kind of decision would be Falkirk. That was a shock, considering I saw them live beat Raith Rovers 3-0 not that long ago when they were flying, and they've stumbled a little bit. But I don't know. I think I'm going to go with my result for the weekend is Aberdeen. I know it's not a shock that they beat Elgin, but the run was so great that they really needed the victory here and they got it. And I'm hoping, because, you know, they're doing so badly, I almost feel bad for them, that maybe something's turned around and we have an actual competitive third team in Scotland again.
So out of all of the games and the sort of different results, I mean the Falkirk Wraith game, the Ross County Livingston game, your game of the weekend was Aberdeen 3-0 against Elgin. Okay,
Okay,
I'm there
so what I'll
for
do next time is just not give my opinion and mute myself, so that way I can avoid the heat.
No, not at all, but I don't know.
No, it's fine, it's fine. I'll just keep my mouth closed.
No, it feels like Aberdeen, like it's a game, a terrible run that they've been on. I think it was winless in 11 or 12, but surely they were expected to win it. I mean, I know there was talk of a repeat of Darvel, but I don't know if anyone truly believed it. But I mean, a fair point. But I just, yeah, okay,
Okay,
fair.
if I was gonna pander to you, then maybe I would say Ross County losing to Livingston if I was to not be myself, because I think that match could realistically happen at the end of this year in a kind of playoff final to see who goes up, who comes down. So it'd be interesting to see, it was interesting to see Livingston come away with that one. Maybe Ross County really need to think about getting themselves away from 11th, definitely by the end of the year, because they could lose. But that's me
Yeah.
not being myself.
Listen, I don't know. I've got to ask the questions. It just came. I was like, I don't know. Mac, what about yourself? What was your game of the weekend?
I'm going to go for Broxburn now. Air United 8. So often you see this. I know there's a big gap between the Championship and I'm not actually too sure what division Broxburn play in, but so often you've seen Celtic and Rangers play non-league opposition. They've only won 5-0. You've seen Aberdeen play non-league opposition. They could beat 1-0. So I think for any team to go away in the cup and win 8 by 8 goals is you never ever see it. So I'm going to give my game of the week to Scott Brown's Air United.
Okay, fair. Again, yeah. I mean, a comprehensive win by Air United, not close in any way of it, but yeah, no, that's fair.
Well, Stefan, you sound miffed by all of our choices and slightly disappointed. Can I ask what your game of the weekend was?
I mean, I think for me it was Livy in Ross County, considering that it was very much last minute drama up in Dingwall. With Livingston coming away with the win. Now, Mac, obviously, you alluded to the point there is like Celtic have gone to teams like East Kilbride, right, and only won 2-0. And it's a game you can't win. Sorry, it's a game you can't lose, but also when the result is like quite close, it's a game you can't really win either. So, in respect to that, I get it. But for me, just in the way that the game panned out and its Premiership opposition against Championship opposition, I don't know. For me, I think that was my game of the weekend. Certainly, interesting tie of the weekend.
Okay, I think that's fair. I'll let that slide.
What were you thinking I was going to say?
No, nothing. I was just curious. Just here
Okay.
to ask questions.
Not fair. All for it. Obviously, there is one more tie to take place before the draw is made, and that is the Dundee Derby. Archie, for yourself, who's walking out of that one and into the next round?
Oh, I've got a mate who's a Dundee fan, and I don't want to be like, too harsh on him, but I mean, just the way that Dundee United have been flying this season so far, I mean, what are they up to now? They're up to fourth, third in the league, and we've talked about cup sets. I think one of the big things for this round four so far is there haven't been, any really big shocks of the cup so far. Nothing drastic, I don't think. Of course, you've got the 8-0 win. That's brilliant, but you don't have anything, really like, game changing. So maybe this is going to be that kind of like last opportunity of round four to get something maybe a bit more exciting. So I will go with Dundee United to win this one. Hopefully it'll be quite close and hopefully a really good game as they picked it for the last showing. But yeah, I'm thinking a United win here, definitely.
What about yourself, Mac?
Think I'm going to go for Dundee are going to nick it, but it's going to go beyond the 90 minutes. I just think Dundee United are, although they have climbed up the table, I'm not so sure whether I think if them is a real threat or not. But Dundee in recent weeks, they've probably should have beat Celtic. They performed really well against Rangers, I think, and I'm sure they're at home as well. So I just fancied it a bit above goal distance. I think it's going to go beyond. 90 minutes. If it's an extra time or penalties, I'm not too sure, but Dundee.
Finlay, what about yourself?
I'm going to agree. I have a very big soft spot for Dundee. I've been to that stadium and I don't like it very much in terms of the way it's built, but I really like that Dundee team. I think they're a bit like the Scottish Premiership's middle child, very much ignored, just doesn't really get the love it deserves. And they've got, two draws against Celtic and Rangers is very impressive, considering they had such a bare bones squad available to them. I know after the Celtic draw, Tony Docherty said that Lyle Cameron, he'd only seen him the first time that week on the day of the game itself because Cameron had been bedbound with illness and a few other players had been out. And I just really like the way they get the best out of lone players. I really like the way he can kind of galvanize a team that had four outfield players on the bench against Rangers. And I think Dundee United, as good as they've been, rely ever so slightly too much on Jack Walton and Sam Dalby for results. And I think if Dalby's not firing, then I struggle to see how they kind of get goals. So I'm with Mac on this one, I think Dundee.
No, that's fair. I mean, I'm inclined to agree with that. I think the sort of results Dundee have had over the last couple of weeks give them the edge over Dundee United. But I think it'll be an interesting game. I would like to see it go to penalties, though, just for the sheer drama of the cup. Plus, it's a derby. I don't want one team to really run out rampant against the other. Let's make it as tight as possible. A couple of goals here or there. Then let's take it to penalties. I think that would be the dream finale to the fourth round. All the results that have happened, we know who's in the pot for the next round. Is there any specific ties that you guys want to see, Findlay?
I love the kind of the lowest versus highest. I think that's much more exciting. And you have the ones, I don't mind if a couple of Premiership teams play each other or Championship, Premiership, and so on and so forth. So long as you get one top versus bottom, because there's always such a nice story. People get to finally find out about teams. So, like Cove Rangers went through, if they play Edrionians in the next round, you're never going to learn about Cove Rangers because that's not going to get any coverage. If they come up against Celtic or Rangers, that's such a lovely time for them. And yes, they're expected to lose, but I think they get the spotlight that the kind of grassroots clubs deserve through the Scottish Cup. And I think that's what excites me.
What about yourself, Mac?
Probably want to see as many derbies as we can get if it's Hearts and Hibs, Celtic and Rangers. And then on the flip side of Finlay's point, I wouldn't mind if Cove Rangers were to play Edrionians or if they were to play Raith Rovers, just off the top of my head, because that then means at least one of them's in the quarterfinal. I like seeing a quote-unquote smaller team get as far as they can, and the easiest way to get that is if they play opposition courses to themselves. So derbies, and then hopefully a couple of lower league sides playing each other, and then helping them advance as far as they can get as well.
Archie.
What am I thinking? Kind of similar to what Finlay said, I think what we don't talk about enough in like cups is like the financial boost around clubs, when they get their coverage, when they get their TV time, and of course there's going to be some games here that are just going to miss out on being televised, which is really unfortunate because you've got a lot of good prospects here, and for some teams to maybe not as get such a heavy financial boost from the TV rights would be such a shame. So you want to see as many, be put out to such a wider audience, but just as many higher league teams playing as many lower league teams as possible, definitely.
Okay, no, fair enough. I think for me, I'm in agreement that I'm with you on this one, Mac. I do want teams, maybe lower end teams, to play each other because it does give them the chance to progress through to the next round or maybe even the following round after that. But then again, you do want a top versus a lower league team. You want that underdog game that, as we mentioned earlier, that Darvel Aberdeen game, right? No one gave Darvel one hell of a chance and they knocked Aberdeen out. That's the beauty of the cup. So for me, would like to see it. I'm gonna go out there. I would like to see an Edinburgh derby And I'd like to see Celtic and Rangers face each other in the next round. I think that would be box office. Anyone want to disagree?
No, I agree, because it's a to see one of Celtic or Rangers go out in the next round makes the cup a lot more exciting in terms of, think about all the other teams. It's very such a fight. Who's going to make it on the day? There's I don't know. There's an extra bit of motivation, and you never know. I think the Scottish Cup and the Scottish League Cup have shown that you never know on the day that anyone can beat anyone. So you're right, to see one of them go out would make the rest of the competition so much more exciting. But whether or not that will happen, I don't know.
No, that's fair. And I think that's why I would like to see it, because it does make it that little bit more interesting that maybe it's not going to be a Celtic or Rangers final, or it's going to be two Premiership clubs going for the Scottish Cup. Maybe see a Premiership side versus a Championship side, or even a Championship side versus a Championship side. I think for the neutral, it kind of opens that up a little bit more, and people have more excitement around it. One question I wanted to ask you all. We know a couple of games yesterday went to, sorry, we know a couple of games at the weekend went to extra time. In years gone by, they would have gone to a replay. I know there's a lot of discussion around this down in England around cup replays and stuff, and I know a lot of top level footballers don't want to have a replay because they say that they play enough games as it is. Whether you agree with that or whether you don't, fair enough. But for me, are cup replays something that we want to see in football, or are we sort of looking to agree with the masses and that it's better just to go to extra time? It adds more drama. Archie.
You know what? I'll be fair to you. I don't want a chopping for it, but I will bring up the situation with Tottenham when we faced Tamworth in the FA Cup not too long ago. Of course, nil nil going into extra time. Eventually, 1-3 nil. You know, part-time workers, Zara shop workers, and building surveyors. You know, holding out against what is meant to be a top-level team. Firstly, disgraceful, but then again, also disgraceful that they haven't got the chance to then get a replay coming back to our home ground. And missing out on, I think, what would have been 1 million in revenue, something like that, is some stupid amount of money in some sort of like, you know, TV rights or whatever it all transpires to be, like the total accumulation of money. But I think it's exactly the same in the Scottish Cup, and it's exactly the same in any cup around the world. When you're holding out for as long as you do, this is some team's entire plan to try and hold out a game for as long as they can. Get a draw and then go back on the return leg and potentially, you know, get hundreds of pounds of money. Like we've talked about with, you know, TV rights, with being able to be televised, it all comes back to funding. And it's so important for some of these lower level teams in these lower level leagues to be able to get funding like that. So, yeah, I really would love to see replays coming back. I know it probably won't happen, especially not for the foreseeable. They made the decision to change it away too recently, but I think, you know, if enough chat comes out about it and enough are talking about it, and enough teams are in favor of it, which the majority of them would be, then certainly you can get that decision overturned, and I really hope they do soon enough.
Finley?
No, I completely agree with Archie, and you mentioned it was something that the masses wanted is the scrapping of the replay, but I don't think it's the case. I think the kind of Scottish FA have pandered, like they have in England, to the biggest teams. And the argument is players play too many games. But the financial gulf is so big that you're meant to have a kind of squad depth. That's what money gets you. And the cup kind of a replay is a way for teams to kind of get around that. And first of all, bring in a lot of money, a lot of fanfare. It's kind of once in a lifetime to have some of these teams either to go to the ground or even to have them come visit you. That happens like sometimes once in a decade for some teams. And it's really disappointing because when you get to extra time, you know, already after the 70th minute mark, that's when the fitness gap really starts to show itself. And the substitutes, like if you're in a team from League One, League Two, even Highland, or as we saw with Clydebank, West of Scotland Premier League, your bench, let's be honest, is weak at that level. You have bench players essentially to fill in or to, you know, do a job at the end. They're nowhere near the kind of that gap is nowhere near what it is in Premiership sides. So when you get to extra time, it's so pointless because you always know who's going to come away with it. And I think teams, if you're a big team and you don't put your opposition away in 90 minutes, you should be punished for that. You should have to play it again. So I really am a strong supporter of the replay. And I think the biggest teams in Scotland and in England, if we're kind of digressing, should just grow up.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, what do you think?
I'm quite unsure where I stand on replays because I can. There's obviously there's the pros and cons for both. I think the route I'd personally go down is up until you're at a neutral venue, so which mostly countries' domestic cups is the semis and the final is always at a neutral venue. That's when you should have extra time and penalties. I think before then, no replays, and then it goes straight to penalties. And then that gives actually made the point about Tamworth. The SMD's MD's get as good a chance as MD when it goes to penalties because obviously Finlay made the point it goes to extra time. The big teams they just send on their best players. I think if it just went up to the rounds before it's at a neutral venue, maybe it goes straight to penalties. Then it gives the so-called smaller teams just as much a chance if they are able to hold off the bigger team for 90 minutes as much a chance as going through as them.
I think that's such a valid point, right? It is like that's the beauty of the cup, right? Anyone can win these one-off games, right? But if it does go to full time and you're like it's drawn, extra time does give these chances to these teams that do have that squad depth that can then bring on their 10, 15, 20 million pound players that'll change the game. So going to a penalty shootout, I think that makes the most sense. But I do see the value in a replay as well, because if you look at Tamworth, the amount of money that they would have made, but even if it was the opposite way around, if Tamworth had went to the Tottenham Stadium, got a draw, the amount of money that could have then came back to Tamworth if the role had been reversed. I think for like smaller teams, it is more beneficial to have these replays. And when we talk about the big clubs and the big players that don't want to play these games, you think about the amount of money that they get paid, really shouldn't have a problem playing, a couple of extra games a season, considering what's the max that a player's going to play a season, right? That's not in a World Cup or Euro season. It's not that much. And even then, with that, with those season, with those. Seasons where those competitions are in. Yeah, I don't know. I think if you get paid that amount of money, you should kind of just shut your mouth, to be honest, and just do what you're paid to do. Do you know what I mean? So maybe, I don't know. It's a hard one, but yeah, I think it's a discussion that sort of has to be had. Okay. Let's take a little bit of a turn just now. Let's look ahead to midweek for the European games. Celtic take on Young Boys in the seventh game out of eight in this season's Champions League. A win for Celtic almost guarantees them, if it doesn't already guarantee them, a spot in the playoffs for the next phase of the Champions League. Mac, how are you feeling about this one?
Quietly confident, but quietly confident of a Celtic win, I should say. But Celtic's bad, well, not, I don't want to say bad form, but the kind of lacklustre in the performance has came at probably the worst time. And then I was listening to another podcast during the week, and they says the drop points against Club Brugge and Dinamo Zagreb could like they could be left to rue them. They were such a big opportunity. Because then, if you win one, at least one of those games, you're not in this position where you have to win. So, but I think Celtic are quite lucky. It's just Young Boys. I think if it was any team with the greatest of respect, if it was any team with a bit more calibre, it would be looking quite dim for Celtic. But I have full faith in them to get the job done.
The fact you've said that, I can tell that people are going to clip this if Celtic end up don't winning it.
I
It's
know. I
going to
don't know
be
what I was saying. Maybe cut that bit.
no chance, no cuts, no do-overs. Finlay, what about yourself?
No, I think Celtic have it within them to get 3 points here. It's and if they don't, I think what we should look out for, what we should at least give praise or criticism for, is their performance. Because if they go out and they really try and they give it their all, then fair enough. They've looked a lot better than they have in the Champions League in recent years. And what you can say is they're building. But if they play badly and they go out limply, then there's just this thing of, here we go again. You know, there was a flash in the pan, but it came to nothing. And Celtic will never be good in the Champions League, which will be disappointing for Scottish football because I think they really need to start kicking on in Europe. And I really hope they do well here. It's just they're looking slightly leggy in recent weeks. They kind of, I wouldn't say squeaked, but didn't look at their best against Kilmarnock and drew with Dundee. So kind of need to put out a bit of a statement victory here.
Yeah, Archie, what about yourself?
Yeah, no, completely agree. I think the result, if they're going to be going through automatically, has to come here against Young Boys, definitely, because I think, Celtic's home record is, not vastly, but it is better than their away record. And of course, you've got that game coming up, I think, Aston Villa, isn't it? After your game against Dundee. And like Finley just touched on there, after you drew Dundee away, I think that's the only thing that's maybe worrying Rodgers at the moment. It's just the away form for Celtic. It's nothing massive, of course, like in respect to the league, but like it really for like, competitions like Champions League, that's really something important maybe to focus on, or really something important to just address as soon as possible. Birmingham's never an easy place to go, even if you're not a football fan, regardless. But yeah, I think it's just really important that the result comes in your first game against Young Boys rather than waiting for something to happen against Aston Villa, because that'll be a really tough game, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say that it wouldn't be the most Celtic thing ever to lose or drop points against Young Boys and then go on and beat Aston Villa. It would just be mental. But I think we've all kind of, came to the conclusion that Celtic have to win against Young Boys. And I think, yeah, it'd be a shocking experience if they didn't. I think a lot of people would be like, what's the plan here? Do you know what I mean? Couple of, I don't even want to say a poor result against Dundee because I think Dundee were unlucky not to win it. But I just think Celtic, since the turn of the new year, I feel like they've just got a couple of gears they can still go up. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting one. Let's turn our attention to the Europa League. It is Manchester United versus Rangers, it's the Battle of Britain. Rangers obviously beat Fraserburgh 5-0 today. Manchester United lost to Brighton. What are we thinking on that game, Mac?
It really could go either way. I think I've said that about a lot of Rangers games this season, but I don't know what to make of Rangers. I don't know what to make of Manchester United. Manchester United go out and beat Man City 2-1 at the Etihad, and then they lose like to Bournemouth, they lose to Brighton at home. So I just think if it was at Ibrox, I probably would say Rangers are going to win just because it's at Old Trafford. It edges it slightly to Manchester United, but generally, I can't call this one. I think it'll be 2-0, but it'll be Man United or Rangers. It could go either way, seriously.
Finley, what about yourself?
Yeah, no, I think it would be dangerous for Rangers fans, and I don't think they would, to be honest, ever say that they were favourites in this game. This remains like a very expensively assembled Manchester United squad full of talent. No matter what results they put there on their day, like Mac alluded to, that victory of Man City, they have the players capable of just turning it on. And this is not exactly a kind of vintage Rangers side either. They've been playing really well in Europe, and I think they deserve credit for that. And they've started to put together, wins against Celtic. They've looked impressive and they've been good at home. But this game, I think they would be happy to take a draw from this. And I know Rangers fans will be kind of looking at that lineup, and every time the news comes in that Manchester United have scored, they'll be recognised that name. Amad Diallo, and remembering when he had that loan spell with them and thinking, like, him? Because it's quite surprising how far he's come, and he's such a dangerous player that he's basically on his own, he could just win a game for you, like he's got a hat trick against Southampton. So Rangers will be disappointed maybe if they don't get any points from this, but at the same time, I think they might understand given the kind of gulf in finances here.
And finally, Archie, what about yourself?
Yeah, I'm not going to try and be too proud about it. Us and United are both in relegation battles, but they've I think it's 12 goals that Manchester United have conceded in the last 5 games. I mean, that should really be a testament for this Rangers side. I mean, we've got obviously experience of having played against them earlier in the Europa League, and yeah, obviously we have had a very weak side, but Rangers, Dessers looked absolutely fantastic that game. That was at Ibrox as well. Like Max said, the atmosphere there is just on a different level. But I think with Manchester United's atmosphere, it doesn't seem to have helped them very much this season. The team have still been performing lackluster, but obviously I think there's that higher impetus on them now that they're doing better in Europa League than they are in the league, certainly. So both of these teams are looking at automatic qualification, and I think it's really deciding what this game will end up being. But I honestly have faith in Rangers to be beating this Manchester United side. I don't think we're going to be seeing anything particularly impressive, but yeah, I do think there's obviously the element it could go either way. It will be a really strong-willed night, but yeah, I see Rangers winning this one.
All right, so that wraps us up for today's episode of Scottish Football Covered. I've been Stefan here with Mac, Archie, and Finlay. We will be back next week from the same time on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else where you get your podcasts.